When Frances Hesselbein took over the struggling Girl Scouts in 1976, she didn't issue top-down directives. Instead, she asked powerful questions. What is our mission? And who are our customers? Through this approach, she transformed a declining organization into a vibrant movement. This exemplifies the core message of the Leadership Challenge. Leadership isn't about position or power, but about how ordinary people accomplish extraordinary things through specific, learnable practices. After analyzing thousands of personal best leadership experiences across cultures and industries, James Kouzes and Barry Posner discovered that exemplary leadership follows a consistent pattern regardless of context. Their framework has become the gold standard for understanding leadership, with over 2 million copies sold worldwide. What makes their approach so powerful? It's both evidence-based and deeply human, focused not on abstract theories, but on practical behaviors anyone can develop. Great leaders consistently demonstrate 5 distinct practices. They model the way by clarifying values and setting examples. As one Siemens executive noted, titles don't make you a leader. It's how you behave that makes a difference. They inspire a shared vision by imagining possibilities and enlisting others in a common dream. Exemplary leaders also challenge the process through seeking improvements and taking calculated risks, enable others to act by fostering trust-based collaboration, and encourage the heart by recognizing contributions and celebrating victories. Jessica Herron of Stella & Dot exemplifies this last practice by contacting at least 10 stylists daily. Research confirms these practices' impact. Organizations with leadership strongly engaged in these 5 practices show nearly 18 times higher net income growth than their counterparts. Why do some leaders inspire voluntary commitment while others barely get minimum effort? Leadership is a relationship between aspiring leaders and willing followers, and its quality determines outcomes. People consistently seek 4 characteristics in leaders: honesty, forward-looking vision, competence, and inspiration. Credibility forms leadership's foundation. If people don't believe the messenger, they won't believe the message. The second law of leadership states, you build a credible foundation when you DWSYD, do what you say you will do. Without credibility, people seek other jobs, feel unsupported, and focus solely on external rewards. Finding your authentic leadership voice is essential for credibility. Values are the enduring beliefs guiding your decisions and behavior. Leadership requires both vision of the destination, ends values, and principles for the journey, means values. Andrew Levine demonstrated this at Young Storytellers Foundation by sharing his personal passion with struggling volunteers, encouraging them to align their personal values with the organization's mission. People determine your commitment to values by watching your actions. Leaders embody shared values through every choice, and these choices face constant scrutiny. The strongest signals come through time allocation, attention focus, language choices, crisis management, and receptivity to feedback. Your calendar reveals priorities more honestly than any speech. If you claim to value service but never meet frontline staff, the disconnect is obvious. If customers matter, be where they are. Physical presence communicates priorities more effectively than digital communication. The language you choose shapes organizational reality. DaVita demonstrates this with their distinctive vocabulary. Calling themselves teammates, using employees costs a dollar, their company, the village, and their CEO, the mayor. Research confirms words powerfully influence thoughts and actions. Your questions direct attention to what matters. When Joshua Frydenberg inherited a struggling sporting goods store, he transformed it by asking employees what worked, what needed improvement, and having them simulate customer experiences. Leaders need feedback to ensure their actions match their words. The best leaders actively seek input about their behavior, demonstrating both self-awareness and social awareness. Have you ever been part of something where you could see exactly where you were heading and it excited you to your core? That's visionary leadership. Being forward-looking is the second most admired leadership trait, yet executives typically spend only 3% of their time envisioning the future. Visions emerge through intuitive self-exploration rather than logic, reflecting fundamental beliefs about human nature, technology, and economics. Developing visionary capacity requires conscious introspection, reflecting on your past, attending to the present, prospecting the future, and connecting with your passion. Looking backward helps you see further forward. Executives who consider past experiences before contemplating future possibilities can extrapolate significantly further ahead. Passion is inseparable from attention. Without it, people don't see possibilities. Envisioning the future means staying connected to your deepest feelings and finding something worth sacrificing for. Research shows self-motivation produces superior results compared to external motivation. To truly enlist others, leaders must inspire a shared vision where people see their own hopes and dreams fulfilled. Constituents want to participate in the vision-building process, not simply follow orders. As Buddy Blanton at Northrop Grumman discovered, people want to walk with you while you create the goals and vision so we all get to the end vision together. Many people doubt their ability to inspire, assuming it requires special charisma. Yet inspiration flows naturally when speaking about hopes and dreams. It's about believing in your vision and developing skills to transmit that belief. Effective leaders use evocative metaphors and symbols to communicate shared identity. Janet McIntyre exemplified this when guiding her hospital unit to a new facility. She created an Inushuk mascot symbolizing their journey, with stones representing core values. Her passports and sandbox practice room served as metaphors, helping staff visualize the transition. Visions are fundamentally visual, mental images that leaders must express concretely and pictorially rather than in mere verbal statements. Leaders build team spirit by maintaining optimism and reinforcing belief in a promising future. Emotions make messages memorable. Professor James McGaw's research shows that emotionally significant events create stronger, longer-lasting memories. Emotional content is remembered better than neutral information. Effective leaders understand that people must feel something to become motivated to change. Leadership manifests through actions, not words. Trust begins when leaders take the first risk by showing vulnerability, which others typically reciprocate. Masoud Fakhrizadeh demonstrated this when building an offshore team by openly admitting he needed their expertise. Exemplary leaders embrace a power paradox, becoming more powerful by giving power away. People feeling capable excel, while those feeling weak underperform. Effective leaders implement guided autonomy, setting standards while allowing choice in how objectives are achieved. Recognition must be personalized, sincere, and visible. A simple thank you remains the most powerful yet underutilized form of recognition. Sullivan and Cromwell Law Firm reduced attrition after requiring partners to say please and thank you when young lawyers reported leaving due to feeling unappreciated. Leadership isn't genetic. It can be learned through observable behaviors and definable skills strengthened through practice. The secret to success is love, for leading, for your people, for what your organization produces, and for those who use its offerings. Leadership is ultimately an affair of the heart, not the head.